What up, what up, what up? This is Nathan's J. Shaw Jr. and we are back with the Fit for Life radio show right here at 98.5 FM The Wire, presented by Frontline Sports Center and sponsored by Simply Healthcare Plans. As you know, we're in the middle of an 8-week summer boot camp. It's been absolutely phenomenal. We had a parent workshop on Saturday, and it was great. We had a mental health specialist, we had financial literacy, and we also had information on investing at the parent workshop. And it was a beautiful sight to see because, you know, we as you know, every week on the radio show, we talk a little bit about it, and we have been working with students for 5 weeks now on everything from personal development, emotional development, financial literacy, vocational skills, business development. But we wanted to make sure that we did not lose the parents in that process, that we brought them along as well. And so Saturday was like the first opportunity where we can get all the students and parents together. And it was phenomenal because we were able to see a lot of the students actually did family workshops. I'm telling you this for a reason, because we're going to be talking about an important topic today that I want you to have everybody that you know tune into. But we talked about the family dynamic, and we had them do some family projects. One of the family projects was a meal on a budget. Obviously, in this economic climate, everyone is not in a position to spend on fast food or spend on going out to eat. So how can you create a meal as a family on a budget and it still be nourishing, and it still be a family activity? We also had a project where the families did a family workout. We talked about, you know, Mr. Low Wood was here on the radio a few weeks back, and he talked his burn baby burn, and he always talks about how the importance of physical exercise. And so the families actually did a family workout, and then we had this parents write, students and parents write 15 things that was great about them. And all of this I'm going to tie in, so this is very important. 15 things that was great about them, and then 5 things that was great about everybody else in the family. Many times we don't understand that because of our lack of communication in the home, it affects our environment outside of the home. Right. And so we wanted to make sure that we had that family dynamic. But then again, one of the other projects we had was developing a family business. And so as a family, they had to come up with a brand, a logo, a product or service, a price point, a target market. Some of the things that the kids did throughout the week, they did as a family, and it was remarkable. We have on the radio right here the executive producer of the Fit for Life radio show, Mr. Dwight Mitchell. Mr. Dwight, tell us, what did you get from that parent workshop that happened just on Saturday?
Well, I think the amazing thing, the amazing thing is watching how the families came together. Mm. And they had to work together to do these projects. So a lot of times, you know, because you're working and the kids are going to school, there's not a lot of family time.
Yeah.
But the project was a reason for the family to get together and work on the strength and weaknesses of whatever the project brought to the table. And they came up with some amazing ideas and things that you could be proud of and show to the world. And in fact, I liked it because they were showing it to the other kids in the audience. So now everybody wanted to get up and show what I did at home, what we cooked, what we bought. So it was just amazing to see the family come together in a positive way.
You know, it's like anything. Nobody wants to be first. So we had to kind of pull people to kind of come on and share what they were doing. But at the end, it was amazing because we were on schedule, and it got to the point where we didn't want to stop the parents from sharing. And one thing that happened, and I was about to say who our guest is in the audience in the studio today. I'm going to say that. But one thing that was really powerful is that we had a young lady that came up and just kind of gave love to her parents and didn't quite know how the parent was receiving the event itself, but that parent was struck so much that they came up and really embraced that daughter and talked about what that daughter had been going through and how the camp had helped her develop her confidence. And that's something that we weren't accounting for. I mean, we wanted to make sure that these students were empowered, but we weren't really accounting for the impact that it was going to make at the home environment. This young lady has had a tough upbringing, what have you, but the father was spirit-filled and really wanted to make sure he instilled excellence in his daughter, and we were a part of that. And so it was just really incredible to see, you know, families kind of tearing up about what their kids have been experiencing. And so it was really great to see. Again, Fit for Life, follow us so you can see what's going on there at the Fit for Life Summer Boot Camp happening right now. I just left them, and they're getting ready for their vocational skills
week. Real quick, before you get to that, tell them about the Flight Academy we went to.
Oh, man. So on Friday, we went to, it's now called A L3.
Yeah, I can't say
Training Solutions, but it used to be called Aerosim Flight Academy, and the kids had to be was able to learn about the careers in aviation. And you may not think about it, but aviation careers are law, because they need, you know, if anybody sues the airline, they need lawyers, meteorologists, engineers, health specialists, all of these different careers in the form of aviation. And what was remarkable is that obviously we always promote and push education, but some of the careers that you can get in aviation did not require a four-year degree. It required a trade in that particular industry, making six figures. And the kids got to get in planes, and they got to, you know, talk with pilots, and they got to do actual simulations. So we've had some remarkable field trips in this Fit for Life summer camp, and it's all about exposure. Our key components to this Fit for Life summer boot camp is exposing them to opportunities, equipping them with information, and then empowering them to be able to succeed. And so I can't wait any longer. I got to tell the people who's in the studio with us today, because we have the honor and privilege to have a distinguished guest, Commissioner Samuel Ings, who is the commissioner for District 6, and he is here in the building today with us. Commissioner, thank you so much for being with us on the studio.
Thank you, Nathan, and also Dwight and Soraya. It's good to be here this morning. And when you were talking about Fit for Life, I hope y'all have at least some component in there that talks about exercising
too. Oh, sure.
And especially,
you got to come back.
And especially stretching. Especially right. Stretching.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, vitamins are important too, because we don't eat like we need to.
You're right about it.
And
you're
miss out on certain things, but it's that brain power and the oxygen that goes to the brain that makes a difference.
Absolutely.
In all of our lives.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yeah, just really quick, I mean, part of the camp is mind, body, soul. So we have the intellectual development with the entrepreneurship training, business training, and then we have the personal development. But when I tell you, these students are getting swimming, they're getting basketball, tennis, soccer, volleyball, and then they're getting speed and agility. We had a testimony
every single day.
And we had a testimony that shocked me, because we were looking at another student. One of our students, a parent, got up and they were so proud that their student has lost 10 pounds.
Wow.
And now this has only been week five.
That's right.
10 pounds by being a part. And then we've had so many examples. So we invite everybody out to the end of the summer celebration. It's going to be happening on August 3rd at 6 p.m. right at Frontline Outreach. We're going to be celebrating all of the students. We're going to be celebrating, and you're going to be able to see what they did throughout the summer in every area. We're going to give out awards, and it's going to be really, it's business casual. It's nothing fancy or anything like that, but we are going to celebrate them in style. And so to your point, yes, we are really big on physical fitness, but also nutrition.
And let me say this, full disclosure. Commissioner Ings was an integral part of us starting our swim program. He helped us start the swim program at Frontline Outreach, where he helped us buy uniforms and caps. And he was there he was there a lot at the events, supporting these kids as they went to travel and compete. So he's full aware of what we're trying to do at Frontline Outreach.
And let me say this. I know this is presented by Frontline Sports Center, and we try to make sure that it's not just about what we're doing at Frontline, that it is a community show. But I think it's important to understand that Frontline Outreach has been a staple in the community for over 50 years, and it has been a rock, and we're just trying to build on the legacy that's already there. But I think that it needs to be said again that, you know, a lot of people talk about it.
Right.
And then a lot of people actually put their actions where their mouth is. And Commissioner Ings has been someone that has consistently put his actions where his mouth is by supporting Frontline Outreach. And I know without a doubt, we wouldn't be able to do this camp or what we're doing now if it had not been for that support.
That is something, Commissioner Ings, you don't know yet.
What's that?
I'm going to tell you on the air.
Jones
and Evans High School will be practicing at Frontline Outreach. That'll be their home pool.
For the pool. Oh man, that's really good.
We're stretching now.
You know, Dwight, the part that I love about Frontline and what you guys have done throughout the years is you've constantly reinvented yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really huge, because see, sometimes we stay stagnant in the way we do business, the way we do things, but you have to reinvent. And you guys have been explicit with that. And you have been really strong about that, and making sure that the community understands that there is a need for us to continue to improve ourselves. So when we talk about reinventing ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're talking about improving ourselves.
Yeah.
Pretty much like Nathan when he gets up in the morning, you know, he's always he's always got to look sharp.
Like,
you know, you think he's always walking down the runway and stuff like
that. I'm trying to keep up with you.
Hey, I'm just here part of y'all young people, and you know, and I just enjoy this because there's so much energy in what you're doing and what you're doing for the young people too, because with all of that fitness also comes brain power, as I've said before, and that helps the kids in school.
Yeah.
Right. Not only elementary, middle, junior, and high school, but also college and even the master's program, doctoral
Absolutely.
Program. So we want the kids thinking on those levels.
And you think about any successful businessman, you know, I've tried to research and study many people, and the ones that are at the top level, they usually always start their day with exercise. They always start their day correctly by getting something in their bodies and exercising so that they can be energized for the day. And that's something that we wanted to instill in our students. They get a great, I want us to do a shout out. I don't think we've done this on air, but I want to get a shout out to Chef Coleman.
Yes.
I mean, listen, when I tell you, y'all should go to the Facebook page and see some of the this gentleman on his off day came and did homemade omelets for the students one day, and he just said, I just decided to do it, and the ingredients and everything were I think healthy, and it was just empowering to see others that have just been dropping into this camp and providing so much value to that. So Chef Coleman was
busy. But no, he feeds them every day too.
Every day.
Wow.
Lunch and breakfast. So that was like a special treat. But we make sure the kids get a nutritious meal every day too. We try to do something a little different in the camp this year.
Yeah, and listen, when I tell you, I've been a part of camps before, and sometimes, no disrespect, but you get kind of that lunchroom, you know, slop in a sense. but I'm telling you, these kids are getting, you know, sometimes chicken fingers and sandwiches. I had this wrap that they had with chicken wrap. It was just amazing. I mean, really great nutritious food. And we're going to be bringing in a doctor to really talk with the students that, yes, you're doing all this physical fitness and brain power, but if you're not taking that home with you, if you're not taking that nutrition home, then it really is all for naught. So they're going to be coming on in the camp. So we're just so excited. But listen, I want to get to Commissioner Ings, because you have been a staple. The question I have, and I just like to start with this when I talk with anybody in public office, why? why do you do what you do when there's so much potential scrutiny? So many people want to talk about what you should do or shouldn't do or this, that, and the third, and will never take the stance to walk in your shoes. Why do you get up in the morning and have the fire to do what you do every day?
Well, Nathan, that's a great question, because, you know, a lot of times you'll see me wearing a red tie.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that red tie represents the blood of Jesus.
Okay.
And that's what keeps me.
I was going through pictures of you, Commissioner, and I couldn't find one without the red tie.
Well, you know, I think it's important when we are concerned about having our steps ordered by the Lord.
That's good.
You know, that's so important to me, because each direction that I go, I want to make sure that I'm walking in the right way and walking in the right areas. And I want to do the right things for all people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am no saint from that perspective, as in Paul and Peter and those gentlemen back there in the day. But I know that there is a calling for me and on my life. And even when I was on the police force, you know, I retired from the Orlando Police Department in 2003 and served the Orlando Police Department for 30 years as a sworn officer. So when I retired in 2004, I ran for mayor, and that was a calling from God. I ran for mayor because he wanted me to do that. And then I didn't win that race. Mm-hmm. But then in 2006, the position for District 6 in the city of Orlando became vacant and available, and he asked me to run in that race too.
Wow.
Well, he told me to run in that race too. And so I got involved in that race. So ever since then, it's been about the people and what can I do to help empower people and motivate people, because a lot of times too, you know, we in government don't have all of the money to solve all of the problems, but we can communicate with each other and encourage one another.
Absolutely.
And even try to put people in positions and in ways where others that are in business have an opportunity to meet them and they also have an opportunity to grow their business.
Now, so 2006, so correct me because I'm not a mathematician, but I think that's 12 years.
Yes, sir.
That you've been in public office. And a couple of questions. One, what have you seen from 2006 till now? And what would you like to see? Like, what is your focus and your desire? In fact, before I do that, let me actually share with you guys the vision and mission of Commissioner Eanes, because I think it's important for the community to know. A lot of times we talk about, we see these public figures, but many times people don't take the time to read to really understand. And so I just took this, and he said he's known for everyone making everyone feel at home in District 6. His programs are inclusive and beneficial to the diverse community residing in District 6. Look for the commissioner as he's out and about in the neighborhoods helping residents better himself, and that's a living testament, not just in the office. But I want you to hear the six focuses and five key areas was public safety, education preparedness, cultural embracement, community beautification, and one thing we're going to really talk about again today is economic empowerment. And so when you look at 2006 till now, and then what you want to see in the future, what is that main goal? What is that main drive and mission that you want to see your community do?
Well, you know, it still rests with public safety. Crime is running throughout our community. Drive-by shootings are still taking place. And many of our young people are involved in crimes.
Yeah.
And when you have juveniles killing people, that's a sad situation. Mm-hmm. And when you have people dying right there in Boca Club, 15 years old, just shot. And but the community has rallied around themselves and called forth the police to come and sit down and talk with them, which we did over at Boca Club Apartments. And most of the residents there at Boca Club are Haitian residents.
Right.
And so Creole, the language itself, was very important. And we had an Orlando police officer, Officer Celeste, that was there to interpret for the people.
Yeah.
And when the people saw him, black male, saw him in uniform and interpreting to them, they went wild, clapping and just...
Wow.
Because again, what I try to do is make sure that we are bridging the gaps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The gaps are important so that we can communicate and we can show trust. Trust is a very important part to helping to build a greater community. So crime is still that number one area. And we have to get our young people and everybody to just abide by the law, to do the right things. But when you see something, you have to say something.
That's very good. That's very good. And I'm not sure where that derived from. I mean, again, I get it. I've been in the environment before, but speak to that, because I mean, like, even with this situation with this 15-year-old, we're not saying anything.
But we talked about it last show.
Yeah,
that whole no snitch rule came from the whole mafia. You know, watching Scarface and all these different mafia movies, they don't snitch, but they do snitch. That's why a lot of them go down.
Right.
But we took it to a whole nother level. You know, you watch your mother, your father, your brother get killed, and you know something, and you don't say anything. That's ludicrous.
Right.
So we gotta stop trying to follow these movie things that are not real.
Yeah.
And that's where it derived from.
So how important is it for us to see ourselves? And I'm one that I don't. How can I say this correctly? I love our people. I want to see us go to the next level, but I believe in inclusion. I believe in, you know, our young people in the African-American community understanding how to connect and relate with other cultures. But at the same time, how important do you feel it is for our young African-American students, Haitian students, to see themselves in at levels of success?
Well, just take a look. Who just won the World Cup? Who just won the World Cup?
I missed that one. Who won?
France.
Oh, okay.
France. Yeah, wow. They just won the World Cup.
Yes.
And who was it that got the last goal for France? A 19-year-old black male.
Wow.
And when you look at the teams, the diversity of France.
Yeah.
You know, that's real important. And when you look at Croatia, there's a black man that's playing on that. So we do have to get together and integrate ourselves in other communities and that kind of thing, even from the standpoint with the Chinese, the Taiwanese,
the
Koreans. You know, all of this is important. The Hispanics, all of these things are important to us because, yes, we are our brother's keeper. It's not just the African Americans locking arms in arms. It's everybody in the community locking arms in arms. Because it gets down to the business aspects as well, mm-hmm. because when we work for Walmart or we work for any other company, it's diverse.
Right.
Even the management, the ownership, and yes, we're still striving and we're still working hard, but we have to do the right things as we grow.
Absolutely. We're sitting here talking with Commissioner Samuel Ings, Commissioner of District 6, and we want you to call in 407-369-8555. Maybe you haven't had the chance to rub soldiers out in the community. You have a question for the commissioner. Our question for the day, which was provided none other by our executive director, Dr. Dwight Mitchell. Listen, and this is a community-based radio show, so we want to hear from you. Since President Trump has been in office, have there been economic growth and increase of jobs? That's the question of the day. Since President Trump has been in office, has there been economic growth and increase of jobs? So if you have an answer for that, call in 407-369-8555. Give us your answer. If you have a question for the commissioner, commissioner questions, you can call in again, 407-369-8555. You can ask, obviously listen to us on the radio, 98.5 FM. You can listen to us by downloading the app, The Wire 985, or on the Facebook page as well. Commissioner, we're excited for you to be here again. We've been talking about the Fit for Life Summer Camp. One of your key factors is economic empowerment. And I want to really focus in on that, because one of the passions that I have is that as well with students. I believe there is wealth in every community, every impoverished community. There's wealth. There's the grocery store. There's the car dealership. There's the whatever the case may be. There's wealth in the community, but the residents don't have access to that wealth often, or don't know that they have access to that wealth. So there's millions of dollars circulating Pine Hills and Mercy Drive and Washington Shores, but the residents are not truly being empowered from those dollars many times. What do you feel is the key factor in really seeing economic empowerment in the community, not just around it, but actually in the community?
First is preparedness. You've got to prepare yourself for whatever area that you want to go into. And, you know, and I was just thinking, even with your summer camp that you do Fit for Life,
yes,
that you do for Fit for Life, that an opportunity to take a tour of the Entrepreneur Center there in Fashion Square.
Commissioner, we actually did that.
You did it.
Laura Dorsey. Shout out to Laura Dorsey with the African American Chamber of Commerce. She came and we actually got to go to the Bronze Kingdom because of a gentleman named Mr. Duval Davis, who was one of the first African American firefighters.
Right.
He sponsored that, and then we were able to tour that. So, yeah, absolutely.
It was great. Phenomenal. So y'all are really on it. And even in that Entrepreneur Center, there's an office in there called SCORE. And what they do is help you write business plans. There are some other opportunities that you can do as far as preparing yourself. And then the other thing is definitely having a vision for what is it that you really want to do. And don't be discouraged if that vision does not come true, that you try in one area. Sometimes another door opens up in another area. A prime example, you want to start a grocery store in the community. But in starting that grocery store, it just can't work for you. So what you do is look at another area, and it could be a shoe store. And then all of a sudden, you've got all kinds of shoes and things in this store that you're moving throughout the community, and people are coming to see you. And then the location for your business is very important. You know, the one thing that I see that's happening, even with the villages of Orlando, is how they're continuing to reinvent themselves as well. And as you know, right there at John Young and Columbia Street is a big Walmart neighborhood grocery store.
Absolutely.
And our community had been a food desert for quite some time,
right?
Until that happened.
Wow!
And now, what's being developed on the next to the site is the new 7-Eleven that's coming up.
Yeah,
and so that's going to be another opportunity for jobs and job opportunities and things like that. So from a business perspective, you know, concentrate on your main purpose.
Yeah.
If it's a fish market, be the best fish market that you can have.
That's really good. That's really good, Commissioner. So I want us to make sure that we capture that, because those are some golden nuggets by our Commissioner as it relates to entrepreneurship. He talked about first you have to start a business plan. I fully believe in Habakkuk. It says write the vision, make it plain, the day that really can run with it. And so if you don't have a business plan, then you really are not prepared to have a business. Then he mentioned about having a vision, making sure that vision is strong. Again, it talks about writing the vision, making it plain. He talked about location, which is very important. A lot of times we don't think about that. I know a lot of different barbecue stands or, you know, car washes and things, and they can get pushed out because they're not in the right location. And so those are really golden nuggets that we need to take to heart as we're looking to be empowered in an amazing way financially and in economic status. So listen, we're going to take a break. Listen, you're listening to the Fit for Life radio broadcast right here on 98.5 FM The Wire. Again, if you have an answer to that question, since Trump has been in office, has there been an increase in economic or employment? Call us, 407-369-8555. We'll be right back after these messages.
Yo, are you a legend?
Yeah, I'm a legend. Oh my God. If I die, I'm a legend.
Wait. Not that kind of legend. A legend from Legends Academy.
What's Legends Academy?
Legends is a K-8 STEM-focused school that prepares leaders for tomorrow.
Leaders like me?
Yeah, anybody can be a leader. And there are a lot of young leaders out there like us that need a place to prepare.
Then tell them to come out.
If you are a young leader, come out and register at Legends Academy, located at the Hope Center West Campus in the Washington Soares community of Orlando, Florida. School hours are from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Be there.
Well, I'm going to slide out there right now.
Yo, my name is Mark.
And this is Laura.
And we are part of the Youth Empowerment Project. YUP is a nonprofit organization that looks to expose students to many opportunities.
We also look to equip students with information and empower youth and young adults to success through professional development.
Some opportunities are field trips and guest speakers.
We learn design, video, social media, and web design.
We also make money from paid internships in our Life Print store.
You can learn more at www.youthep.org. Join us at Frontline Outreach, 3000 CR Smith Street, Orlando, Florida, 32805, second floor.
This is a place where your voice is heard.
Remember, equip, expose, and empower.
What's up? This is your man Larry with some info about Frontline Outreach Sports Center. This place has lit programs like Friday night open gym, basketball training, and more. Our mission is to serve and support you and the families through programs in early childhood education, character development, athletics, health and wellness, and family empowerment. We are located at 3000 CR Smith Street, Orlando, Florida, 32805. Be there.
Life Print Enterprises is here for your multimedia needs in video production, graphic design, photography, web, publication, and so much more. We not only provide the best in production, but we also give back by providing internships to youth and young adults. When you book us, you're helping our next generation. Leave a lasting print by contacting Life Print today at www.thelifeprint.com. That's www.thelifeprint.com. Put a stamp on it. Life Print Enterprises is here for your multimedia needs in video production, graphic design, photography, web, publication, and so much more. We not only provide the best in production, but we also give back by providing internships to youth and young adults. When you book us, you're helping our next generation. Leave a lasting print by contacting Life Print today at www.thelifeprint.com. That's www.thelifeprint.com. Put a stamp.
Yo, are you a legend?
Yeah, I'm a legend. Oh my God. If I die, I'm a legend.
Wait. Not that kind of legend. A legend from Legends Academy.
What's Legends Academy?
Legends is a K-8 STEM-focused school that prepares leaders for tomorrow.
Leaders like me?
Yeah, anybody can be a leader. And there are a lot of young leaders out there like us that need a place to prepare.
Then tell them to come out.
If you are a young leader, come out and register at Legends Academy, located at the Hope Center West Campus in the Washington Soares community of Orlando, Florida. School hours are from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Be there.
Well, I'm going to slide out there right now.
And we're back with the Fit for Life radio broadcast right here on 98.5 FM The Wire. We've been blessed to be able to be talking with the man, the legend himself, Mr. Red Tie himself.
There you go.
Commissioner Samuel Ings, Commissioner of District 6. But we have just been joined by a phenomenal individual, Mr. Greg Fias with USTA, United States Tennis Association.
Now he looked at you because you said his name wrong.
Okay.
Free us.
Like free us. Free us. Exactly. Please come up to the mic so they can hear you. Listen, we are excited about this because USTA has been partnering with us for this entire summer boot camp. Actually, beyond that, I'm gonna let our executive producer talk a little bit about that. But I'll just tell, for our part, for this Fit for Life summer boot camp, students have been learning the basics of tennis. And listen, we really focused on non-traditional urban sports because we wanted to expand them. We were just talking about Serena Williams and the amazing feat that she just did. But I want, before we go there, because I want to go there for a second, because Commissioner said something powerful that I think we need to bring on the radio as far as the ability to rest. But can you talk a little bit about this partnership with USTA and what Frontline has done with that?
Well, what I can say is Greg Frias and Rob Howland came by Frontline Outreach about a year ago. And they talked about wanting to build tennis courts at Frontline Outreach.
Wow.
So that's very exciting to have some infrastructure that we need to increase our non-traditional urban sports.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure our kids are exposed to things that give them more scholarship opportunities.
Yes.
Give them more things to strive for other than basketball and football all the time. So Greg, in the NJTL, I'm learning all this because they got so many acronyms, it's crazy. But they focus on learning as well. He'll expand more on that. But I thought that was really interesting. Because it's not just about the sport. It's about the education that goes along with the sport.
Absolutely.
So Fit for Life is a perfect model for what the NJTL, National Junior Tennis Learning, stands for.
I'm trying to get it.
So it's a perfect model for what they want us to do. And it's been phenomenal. Albert Richards.
Yep.
He's going to kill me for forgetting his name.
Posh Rock.
Shout out to them. They've been helping us teach tennis.
Phenomenal.
We're learning the sport, learning the culture. And Greg and Rob have been phenomenal about trying to help us. And we go conferences, too many conferences, and too many calls. They're really intricately involved in your development. It's not just about tennis. And I think that's to be commended.
And I've been blessed to kind of see, just in passing, I'm not in those calls, but just to see the detail that USTA and the NJTL is taking in regards to providing impact. Greg, I just want you to tell the people a little bit about what you do and USTA and kind of the mission of that organization.
Yeah. So, just to give you guys a little background, right? So there's the USTA, which is the national governing body of the sport of tennis. And so the USTA's mission is to promote and develop the growth of tennis throughout the entire country.
To develop the next Serena,
I mean, bring grassroots programs,
absolutely,
right, to kids everywhere.
Absolutely.
When you think about the USTA Foundation, which is separate from the USTA, it's the 501c3 nonprofit charitable organization, the charitable arm of the USTA.
Yes.
And so the USTA Foundation, we change lives through tennis and education programming.
Phenomenal.
And so how we do that is through the NJTL network, like Dwight mentioned, right, National Junior Tennis and Learning. Arthur Ashe created it with two friends of his, Charlie Passarell and Sheridan Snyder, in 1969. And what it was originally National Junior Tennis League. And what they wanted to do was bring, underserved youth from around the country to come out to the courts, play tennis, but use it as a hook, right? What it was about life skills at that point. It was about life skills at that point. So that's what they really wanted to do. And so over the years, it turned into National Junior Tennis and Learning. It's now a network of almost 350 organizations, youth-serving organizations around the country that provide tennis and education to under-resourced kids.
And Frontline is proud to be a part of that. We are on Facebook Live, so you can also share this on Facebook Live and actually see the Red Tie itself live and in person and
great
see
tie.
Mr. Greg. You were talking a little bit about, and it was a passing conversation, but about Serena and her run. And how you felt like there may have been some rest lost. And I think it's important because a lot of times when the rat race, we're talking about entrepreneurship, we're talking about economic empowerment, we're talking about impacting the community. But I found myself that you have to rest, mind, body, and soul, as well as run. So can you talk about what you saw, from Serena there?
Well, thank you, Nathan. But, out of all of that, I saw Serena make this run.
Mm.
And when she got to the very part of the finals, it was like something went wrong.
Mm.
And I'm only thinking that it could be rest.
Right.
could be rest, because she's a very powerful tennis player and a powerful woman in the game of tennis. And yes, she's just come off of 10 months of having a baby. As a matter of fact, on July 15th, one of my daughters had a little granddaughter.
And
just think how good the Lord is to me from that perspective.
Wow.
On May 11th, another one of my daughters had a grandson. So this is really good. But in between delivering those babies, they need some rest. They need some rest.
Absolutely.
And I know that it's a phenomenal thing for Serena to have reached the goal that she did and been in the finals at Wimbledon.
Exactly.
After having a baby 10 months before.
Exactly.
So, you know, God is just truly good. And it's amazing that her body is there. But, you know, and I know that we try to do a lot of things, but we have to pace ourselves. We have to make sure that we get the adequate rest that we need to be able to go to the next level.
I want to make sure everybody got these, because these are gems that we're hearing from our commissioner of District 6. We talked about, you know, when you're trying to start a business and understanding about writing the vision, making a business plan, having a clear vision, making sure you understand location, and then being settled. He talked about being settled, not trying to be a jack of all trades, master of none, but being settled. And now this is another gem of rest, because again, for us to really grow our communities, whether it be in through a foundation, whether it be through a community center, or whether it be through a business, we've got to encompass all of these different components so that we can see our community rise together. I want to ask you, Greg, because we've seen two athletes, which again, why do I have to bring up this athlete every time we get on this radio show? So we've seen two athletes that have had a performance of excellence for a long period of time, and that of Serena Williams and LeBron James.
I thought you were getting ready to say Stephen Curry.
That's what I want to bring up. Yeah. But I'm talking about a long sustained period of excellence, and we don't know what's going to happen. But what do you say to that? Because when you talk about rest, you know, one of the things we've seen in our training is the trainers are very big on making sure the students rest at different times so they don't burn themselves out. What do you attribute that high level of success? Because I believe, like Commissioner says, it doesn't just go to physical fitness. That's energy for the entire day, your work day, your whatever you're doing. What do you speak to that?
I mean, I think you can think about, you know, longevity and the amount of time LeBron has played in the NBA and Serena has played on tour, right? I mean, I think, you know, rest is certainly a big part of that, but knowing how to pick, right, your the situation, you know, so knowing, you know, I'm going to sit out this summer, right? I'm going to sit out the Olympics because I'm getting ready. For the season, 15 years in, you kind of know. I mean, LeBron is another otherworldly type of specimen also. You know, when you think about, you know, 6'9", 260, and kind of, you know, amount of games that he's missed in his 15-year career in the NBA. You know, I think it's, you know, kind of his, you know, dedication to his craft, his dedication to, you know, his work ethic, you know, and kind of his conditioning. Serena's the same way. You know, she's consistent, right? Always working, but being mindful of you know, kind of the long-term goal. You know, what it is that they're trying to be. They're trying to be the best of all time.
We're talking about, again, empowering a community through employment and entrepreneurship. And we're bringing in all of these factors, because a lot of times people talk about just going to get the job or going to get the opportunity. But we have not developed our life. We've not created our life in an aspect where we're ready for that job, or we're ready for that opportunity, or we're ready for that sport. And so I love the dynamic that we have of Greg with USTA and our commissioner here as well, because I think it takes all of that. Commissioner, when you talk about our education, you talked about being prepared, that it first starts by being prepared. I want to shift a bit, because there's an educational component to USTA. And there's also obviously an educational component to actually being successful entrepreneur, what have you. What would you say our state of education is in our communities, and how does that directly correlate with our success and empowerment in economics in our community?
Well, that's so important that you say that about education, because it starts at pre-K. That's where education really starts, right at pre-K. And actually before that, in the home, is so important that we're teaching the kids the right thing, and that we are reading to our kids, and we're allowing our kids to read as well. So reading is very fundamental. We say that in a cliche perspective, but it carries us throughout our life.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that, you know, I talked about that rest. I want to jump back to this because mm-hmm. I made a little note. Mm-hmm. The little note that I made was rest rejuvenates strength and energy.
Mm.
And that's what gives us the power to be able to move forward. And that's what gives us the power to even think clearly.
Mm.
Because a lot of times when we're so exhausted, we can't think clearly. So even when you're trying to develop that business plan, you've got to be able to have a mindset that's ready for enveloping and opening up and receiving everything that comes to it so that you can put this thing into motion and make sure that this plan really works.
Yeah, absolutely.
So education is important because that reading gets into the business plan.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be able to write the business plan, and you've got to be able to read what you've written.
Right.
And understand what you've written.
And other people understand.
And other people has to understand because as you put the plan together, it has to be executed.
Right.
And when you execute it, you got to make sure that it's doing the right thing and it's following the right precepts and concepts in that particular plan.
Absolutely.
The other aspect about education is obviously arithmetic and writing. Those things are important because if you can't write the plan and if you can't exercise a good legible handwriting or even from the computer and typing, you've got to make sure that it's clear and it's concise and it's understandable. And it actually hits the point.
And many people may not even know what arithmetic is. That's math, y'all. That's math. That's right. Called math. Right. That's how we say math.
But real quick, I want to give Jacqueline Cockerham a shout out.
Okay.
That's Commissioner Ng's right-hand person, and she's been doing a phenomenal job, and I'm sure she needs some rest, Commissioner, so she can rejuvenate.
So, but talk about that, Greg, because we talked about the importance of rest and education, but in tennis, it's a call and response in a sense. You have to follow directions, and I think we're living in a generation that's very difficult for them to follow directions. There's a lot of distractions.
Yep,
we're going to be talking about social media in our Fit for Life camp because now the attention span, I believe, has gotten shorter because of the all the distractions around. So they talked about relating it to age, that if you're 5 years old, I think you have like a 5 minute attention span. But now I believe it's all gotten shorter because we have all these distractions. So how is that focus, that determination, that education affected you and your craft?
I mean, when you think about tennis, and you have, like you said, I mean, you have them engaged to a certain extent, but you need to have coaches that are super engaging, so coaches that
very
connect
important
with the kids, because that's another piece to it, kids want to be able to see somebody that looks like them. And so if you see somebody that looks like you on the court, you can relate. And now they've captured the kids on another level. And so keeping them engaged, keeping them on the court, keeping it fun, keeping it exciting, I think that's the biggest thing. And so that's what we're trying to do with Frontline. Poshak has come in. We're hoping that once their courts are set up, they can kind of, now they have access, they build their own staff, and they can, bring the tennis to the kids directly. And then like we're doing on Friday, they're actually coming out to the USTA National Campus on Friday.
Yes,
part of the summer camp Friday trip, right? I mean, 30 kids are coming out there. We're going to have tennis, lunch. I'm hoping that we can get a pro player to meet the kids, so don't tell them
Serena coming.
She just came back from work. She might still be in London, but we'll see. Awesome. We're working on it, but that's the exciting part about it, giving them, like Dwight said, an opportunity to see something different.
Absolutely.
To know that there's an avenue to college besides going to basketball, doing the traditional sports.
Dwight, our executive producer Dwight Mitchell, talked about it. We're missing out on so many scholarships in our communities because we're not expanding ourselves to different type of sports. I'm even in golf. I was just at in Missouri. We had a summer camp there, and golf, there's a lot of scholarships for that. But again, the tennis, the volleyball, all of these different sports, we have a nationally ranked individual individual in our midst, in Dwight's, Mitchell's daughter, that ranked nationally. We have, I just got news, Lawrence, who's part of our Fit for Life camp. He runs track. He got sixth place in the nation in 1 feet and fourth place in the nation in the 400. Mm-hmm. And a lot, you know, the speed and agility and the things that he's been doing here has really been helping him on that front. And so our kids can't succeed. One of the things I say, Commissioner, all the time is that I believe our standards for our young people are too low. And if we raise the standards, they will rise to it. And we're seeing that with this camp. And so powerful to see that. Let me ask you a question. What would you think is needed from a parental standpoint? Because I know we talk about a lot of programs that are provided through Frontline or through, you know, all of these different organizations through the education system. But of course, even with the sporting, somebody got to get the kid to the different practices. Someone has to actually be able to be a participant in their kids' lives. What have you seen, and what support is needed for the parent, and what is needed from the parent as it relates to their kids' growth?
Well, you know, that support is so important, because the parents need to feel like that they have somebody that's behind them and that's supporting them.
Yes.
And seeing, this is where a lot of our churches come into play. What I like about the Hope Church and what the Hope has done and is constantly doing is they have nonprofit organizations that reach out and do certain things to empower our community.
Yeah.
And this is what our churches need to do more of. You know, get into certain areas. If it's education, empower our community through education. If it's through entrepreneurship, empower our kids and students through entrepreneurships. Let them be like a junior business that's being operated inside and around the church or the nonprofit organization.
That's good.
Really get them involved. Let them be the decision makers. And you know, you do it very well with your kids. The round table.
Right.
Yeah, that's so important, Nathan. The round table piece, and you're getting the kids engaged. And then also having their parents to be there to sit around that table and see their kids function. Because that's important, because it gives them some more confidence that their kids are doing the right thing. And we want to keep our kids doing positive things.
Right.
And you know, and we've got to get past, you know, the mindset of being just a consumer. Because
can you say that again?
We have to get past the mindset of just being the consumer.
Yes.
We spend a lot, but now we've got to generate a lot
too. Yes.
So that everybody can spend. And if we really spend more in our own communities, supporting our own black businesses, we're going to help create some strong communities.
Yeah.
But we have to invest that way. And parenting is so important that they've got to train up their child right now. So when they do go to school, and when they do go to Fit for Life camp program, summer camp program, when they do go, that you don't have to deal with disciplinary issues. They're already set.
Right.
And all you're doing is continuing to feed the mind so that they can grow and be really great at what they're doing.
Well, I would say with your help, Commissioner, and with Greg Frias, exposing our kids to different things, bringing in new components to the community helps us increase job opportunities as well.
Absolutely.
There's jobs in tennis.
Absolutely.
There's jobs in everything we do with the Orlando City Soccer, at their frontline outreach. The job, the lifeguards for the swimming as
absolutely.
Well. So there's different jobs. We keep going after the same jobs over and over again, always running to the same door. Let's expose them to different things to expand the opportunities.
And, you know, I want to add to what Dwight said, because, you know, part of what the foundation does is we also give grants and scholarships out, right, to other NJTLs around the country. So Frontline being one of them, and the other 300 around the country. And so everything that we raise on the national level goes back out in grants and scholarships. But like Dwight said, we have a PTM program, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're looking at professional tennis management and you're a kid that gets really interested in tennis and wants to pursue, a career in tennis, right, we give scholarships for kids to pursue that, right, to specific universities. So, you know, making sure that, you know, if they're interested in it, that we're giving them access and we're allowing them, right, giving them the opportunity to continue to pursue that, because we don't want anything to be a barrier, you know.
I just feel compelled to give a big shout out to Archbishop Allen T. D. Wiggins and Lady Wiggins and the entire First family and the church community, because it's part of their commitment to the community that we're even doing what we're doing here today. Commissioner mentioned the Hope Church, and they're just doing such a phenomenal job. And I dare say, Commissioner, now I might get in trouble for this, but I got the commissioner on my side, hopefully. Instead of focusing solely on building edifices and big structures, maybe we can dig into the community a little bit more and build that community up. And so it's not just the dollars going toward building a huge building that's for the church house, but it's actually building lives in the community. Because we see a lot of that. Everybody has a building fund. Everybody has this, that, the third. But if we can connect with the community more and sometimes use the community resources that are there to help the cause, I think we can do much better. So I just had to throw that little bit out there.
Well, Nathan, I would say this. You know, Archbishop Allen T. D. Wiggins has done a great job in planning that whole complex.
Yes.
And there's still more to be done. It's all in the planning process.
Absolutely.
And so when we look at how do we develop certain things, we look at how do we start from number one position to grow to these other positions and continue to grow. Mm. Remember early on during our conversation, it was about reinventing.
Yes.
Reinventing yourself.
Yes.
And the edifices are really great. They're really great. But what we have to do, because what we're doing is showing the community that it can be done.
Right.
But what we have to do is now go beyond the edifice into that community and show how we can build them up.
Yeah.
The parents, the students, even other business people, because the church members need to shop somewhere.
Right.
And that's important. And the business owners need to find fellowship somewhere in the church.
Right.
And we have to stabilize our community from that perspective. Everything can go well if we just respect one another, if we just love one another, and that we treat each other honestly. We've got to be honest.
Absolutely. Integrity.
Everything is important when we talk about integrity.
Yes.
Everything is important. And we have to respect one another.
Absolutely. Listen, we never have enough time on this show. When I first came on the show, they said it's going to be an hour long. I'm like, what? That's a long time.
Right.
And then you get here and we never have enough time. But listen, I just want to encourage you to get connected. We have Greg Frias here with USTA. How can they, do you have a website? How can they get connected with USTA?
Yeah, ustafoundation.com is our website. You can learn everything on there about the National Junior Tennis and Learning Network, the work that the foundation does on the national level through these NJTL programs like Frontline. And then USTA.com is, of course, the website for the USTA, you know, which promotes and develops the growth of tennis across the country.
So that's happening. If you want your child to be a part of expanding their knowledge, you can come to Frontline, go to ustafoundation.org.com ustafoundation.com and find out more information. And Commissioner Ings, if there's a business out there that's trying to get more information, how can they get in contact with you?
Well, samuel.ings@cityoforlando.net. Email is very good from that perspective.
Awesome.
And then also telephone number 407-246-2006. That's my number. But my aide, Jacqueline Cockerham.
There you go.
Yeah, she will be picking up and making sure that I get the messages and everything.
After she finished wrestling.
And I feel like accessibility. I mean, one of the things that I've seen with Commissioner Ings is that any time that Frontline has called upon him, he's been accessible and been able to help and aid. And so we're so appreciative of that. We're so appreciative of USTA for that partnership that's continuing to grow. And we're excited. We're going to come back when the tennis courts are built and be able to really expand on that. And again, we are in the midst of a Fit for Life summer boot camp. It's still going on. After we leave this studio today, we're going straight back there. And they're going to be getting into their speed and agility and swimming. So listen, we're trying to do it big for the students. There's a couple of things that we're going to be doing going forward. One of it is, like Mr. Greg said, is we're traveling to USTA, the national facility there, on Friday with 30 plus students so they can get exposed to that. And then we're going to have some fun. We're going to take the kids on a couple of fun field trips. But they're in their vocational skills week, and so we want to provide an internship. We're providing an internship at the last week for the students, but we can even provide more internships. So if you want to support this cause, please make sure you're contacting Frontline Sports Center. You're contacting, you can call 407-317-4533. Again, that's 407-317-4533. If you want to find out more about any of these different initiatives, if you want to support the Fit for Life Summer Boot Camp, in addition, we want everybody to come out that can to the August 3rd to the summer, end of the summer celebration for Fit for Life, because we want you to see what these kids have been doing. Commissioner, I'm sure there's a plethora of different events that are going on in the community. Can you just share what's coming up with you?
You must be looking at my notes. But I would say, Nathan, August 14th, we have a community job fair from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that's going to be with Representative Bruce Attenton, and that's going to be at the Dr. James R. Smith Center on Bruton Boulevard. And then on August the 11th, coming up real soon, is our Crime Prevention Walk. That's Commissioner Samuel B. Ng's Crime Prevention Walk and Back to School event. And so we will have 8 o'clock registration, 9 a.m. the Crime Prevention Walk will take place. We're going to walk from the Washington Shore Shopping Center down to Dr. James R. Smith Center. And then on September 7th, we have the 8th annual Red Tie Celebrity Golf Extravaganza. And hopefully Greg Frias and the USTA can, you know, come out and be a little sponsor and play some golf with us. So I'm putting that out there early on. And that's going to be at the Rosen Shingle Creek Golf Club there at 9939 Universal Boulevard in Orlando. And then on November 3rd, District 6 Veterans Day Parade from Dr. James R. Smith Center to Dr. I. Sylvester Hankins Park. And Kasmin Flowers Mosby is involved with this and helping to organize and really pull everything together, along with my aide, Jacqueline Cockerham. And then, of course, we've talked about the new development there at John Young and Columbia Street, which is the new 7-Eleven coming in. And Jackie says, good job. I'm watching live. And Jacqueline Cockerham is also a pastor.
Wow.
And she pastors a church in New Smyrna Beach,
wow,
Florida. So
wow.
So she does have to get her rest.
That's right.
Amazing events. As you can see, this is not someone that just sits behind a desk, but is actually involved in the community. So we're so excited and elated to have you on this radio show. We hope it's not the last time that you're here. We hope that you can come back with us and share even more amazing tips to businesses in the community. Again, I wish would that you kind of replay this video back and hear those amazing tips. And again, we thank USTA for being here, for sharing, for the passion to really empower young people through tennis. Any last words? We have a few moments. Any last words, Greg, for the community?
I mean, I think, you know, what we, you know, when I got here a year and a half ago, I mean, I grew up in Harlem, born and raised in New York City, you know, and so for me, understanding kind of the work that we're doing with, you know, kids, right, from the community, right, giving them an outlet to do something different, you know, I'm super passionate about it. It's why, you know, we're so passionate about the work that we do at the foundation, nationally raising the money. And so we're just excited to, you know, run it, you know, meet organizations like Frontline and Posh Rock and Englewood Neighborhood Center, where we can bring tennis to those kids, right, in a non-traditional way, but also, you know, look at ways to empower them in different aspects, you know, whether it be their fundraising capability, their organizational capacity, anything like that. We just want to show the community that the USTA isn't, you know, just a, you know, siloed out in Lake Nona. We're coming out into the communities because we want to bring tennis to the kids,
and that,
we want to do
that. You really have, you've really been making a big difference with our kids. End us out, Commissioner.
Thank you, Nathan, Dwight. Thank you guys so much. Sarai, you're a great director.
Absolutely. And, you know, shout out to Sarai.
See, that's empowerment.
Yes.
That's empowerment.
That's right.
And so, and that's encouragement, too. But what I'd like to be able to do, and I was hoping that Kenneth and Tiffany Hughes would have been here today with KBI staffing, because when we talk about entrepreneurship, I want people to see and know some young black people that are doing some great things in our community. And to have a staffing company here in Orlando for the last 3 years is very important. They too come out of New York. They come out of Brooklyn. And so we want them to feel very comfortable in the Orlando area, and we want them to be connected.
Phenomenal. So we must have them back on the show at another time. I got to give a shout out to my father, Jerome Shaw, who's also in recruiting. I got to make that connection. He's not doing it now, but that could be a really great connection with KBI. So we want to thank you for joining the Fit for Life radio broadcast right here on 98.5 FM The Wire. We will be back next week at 10 a.m. So tell your mama, your grandmama, your best friend, your haters, tell everybody you know to tune in to the Fit for Life radio broadcast right here on 98.5 FM The Wire. Visit us online, frontlinesportscenter.org, and follow us on Facebook so you can see all the amazing things that's happened with our summer camp. Again, thank you, Greg Frias. Thank you, Commissioner Ings, for being with us. We will see you again next week at 10 a.m. Fit for Life.
You have just listened to the Fit for Life radio show presented by Frontline Sports Center. But it doesn't stop there. Make sure you stay connected by following us. Or be sure to tune in next week, Monday at 10 a.m. right here on 98.5 FM The Wire. And remember, stay fit for life. Set it off. My team gonna set it off. My team gonna set it off.